Congressman Tim Walberg from where? Oh, where are you, Tim?
Beautiful, beautiful suburbs of Tipton.
Ah, Tipton, the county seat of Lenawee County.
No, it isn't, but it's the county seat of,
well,
of at least the Walberg clan for the past 43 years.
There you go. So a little rain in Tipton today?
Little rain. It's supposed to rain on and off, and start to probably get back to what fall should be. We've had a extended summer, and I guess we can't complain about that. We'll see what happens here with the fall. Looking forward to colors changing a bit. Always enjoy that time of year around Michigan. I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of people come to Michigan this time of year to see that. So hopefully it'll be a good color festival.
Well, I know you like chili, right?
I like chili. I like chili a lot.
You better be in Jackson tomorrow. We have a chili cook-off downtown.
Sounds wonderful. But, Greg, I'm going to be doing something very different than usual. I'll be finishing up my guitar building class taken at the Sam Beaufort Woodworking Institute here in Adrian. I gave my son a Christmas gift of a guitar building lesson opportunity, and I got one for myself so we could do it together. And
wow.
Hopefully by Sunday evening, I'll be able to play the guitar that I built. And nights this week, rather than coming home and kicking my feet up, I've been sanding and sanding and sanding. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, I enjoy playing guitar. My son is a good guitarist, and it's been fun to do that together and do it right here in the 7th District of Michigan, where there are opportunities all over the place, including eating great chili, different types of chili, strange chili things. I remember one chili contest that I was a judge for.
Oh.
Had to sample a chili made with energy drink added to it, and I can't say it turned me on, but some people like it.
Well, we have a stage with live music. You can bring your guitar and do some picking and grinning.
We want people to stay for the chili cook-off,
okay.
Don't we?
Yeah. Well, I judged that one year with Phil Hoffman, as a matter of fact, and Phil might still be in the hospital from that.
I saw Phil last week, and he looks really good.
Yeah, okay.
And,
well, then he recovered.
Yeah, and Father Tim McDonald was still hanging with him, and so I know I think Phil's doing just fine. Phil's a great guy, and I'm sure he enjoyed that chili cook-off.
Well, you got to be glad to get back home for the weekend.
Yeah, we were there, brought in Tuesday to vote on or was it Monday? It runs to mind. I guess it was Tuesday. We were brought in to vote on the debt ceiling hike. It went as expected, straight party line vote. There was no willingness at all to negotiate on finding some means to reduce spending as we are asked to raise the debt ceiling. Fortunately, the debt ceiling wasn't raised as the Democrats originally wanted and sent it from the House to the Senate. That would have been a unlimited debt ceiling hike all the way to December of 2022. Fortunately, that was killed in the Senate and sent back with $480 billion of increased potential just to December, I believe December 3rd of this year. So that now is in place. We'll be debating that again come December, along with the budget and the spending plans. And the Democrats are having a hard time getting their people together on the $3.5 and $1.3 trillion reconciliation bill, which amounts now, according to CBO, close to $6 trillion of additional spending. Explain to the people that it's for infrastructure, which only $110 billion of that, I guess you could say, $6 trillion is for actual infrastructure, roads, bridges, broadband, those type of things, ports, airports, et cetera. So I think a lot of people, as more information comes out about it, will put more pressure on members of the House and Senate, especially Democrats, to think very, very carefully before they sign up to vote for that, regardless of what Bernie Sanders, Nancy Pelosi, and Ocasio-Cortez want us to do. America is being floundered in debt and red ink enough without adding this to it in a time when we've spent, and arguably, for some good reasons, we've spent for COVID relief trillions of dollars already. It may be a time where we ought to treat ourselves like a small business or a family and adjust our spending to our income capabilities.
So that fight will just simply resume in December, right?
That'll resume in December, but we'll see what happens as far as them getting the Democrats in the House and Senate together on some type of infrastructure plan and reconciliation spending bill for social, environmental, Green New Deal, et cetera, programs. And so far, they have not been able to get themselves together. Joe Manchin is saying, I'm not going to spend any more than $1.5 trillion. Max, that still would be the largest spending bill in the history of the United States. And on the $3.5 trillion, if it goes that direction, you're not going to get the Democrats to support that in majority. And they need every single vote, plus the Speaker, Vice President's vote in the Senate to get something across the line. In the House, they lose four Democrats and the Republicans win the vote. So it's going to be a battle for them. And you have that split now in the Democrat Party. It's not your grandfather's Democrat Party, maybe even your father's Democrat Party anymore. It's not JFK Party, that's for sure. It leans socialist very strongly right now, with 190 members of the Progressive Caucus who identify in the majority as being Democrat socialists. So it is a different party, and that's the battle with the remaining few old line Democrats, and then the 95 or so that classify themselves as the new Democrat Party. You have a real challenge there. And so as a Republican, I have my ideas and what we could do very clearly on all those areas. But right now, it's if they're digging their own grave as a party, because I don't think America is going to support all of this, I'm not going to stop them. And I certainly am going to be there to protest and vote against what they're asking, at least now, what they put out. Very clearly, I'm not going to be supporting of. If they're willing to modify that and reduce spending and put the Hyde Amendment back in, for instance, that's been in 40 years, and Joe Biden, when he was in the Senate, all the time he was in the Senate, he voted for the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits taxpayer money being spent for abortions. That's been taken out by the Democrats in a spending plan, and for that reason alone, I couldn't support what they're offering to us. And Joe Biden, with his long-time tradition of supporting Hyde, should not be asking his Democrats to support this legislation without it, but he is saying he doesn't want it in now. So it is a strange setting there in Washington, but I think it's one of those situations where the pot has to boil before you can put the spaghetti in and make something out of it. So we'll see what happens.
So what would you do? You said you had an idea.
Well, we've offered a infrastructure bill of $579 billion, not trillion, but billion dollars, that deals with traditional infrastructure, roads, bridges, airports, shipping ports, and broadband, especially rural broadband. The proposal they have in the Democrat spending bill, reconciliation bill, is primarily for all other places than rural. And it puts rural broadband under Department of Commerce instead of Department of Agriculture, which at this point in time administers it and has administered it pretty well with the limited dollars that we put toward it. So those are things. So, yeah, I have a plan that I've delighted to sponsor, even though $579 billion is still a lot of money. It takes in consideration that we've spent almost $6 trillion already on COVID relief, et cetera, and economic support during the last 20 months. and says, while we'd like to spend some more on key things, roads, bridges, etc., yet we can't continue to spend like this and expect our country to survive economically, our monetary system to survive. So that's a plan. I certainly would put Hyde back in, and I voted on several amendments to do just that, and it's been disallowed and disproved by the Democrats all the way through. Rural broadband is something I've pushed for in amendments. So no, the plans are there, but we are in the minority. And so as the record shows, Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the White House. Let them work this out. And hopefully, as the president said at the inauguration, and I sat there and listened to him say, this is going to be a country that I will attempt to unify. This, it's not going to be a partisan administration, but it's not a Democrat or Republican. It's an American administration. And I haven't seen any of that since January 20th when he uttered those words. And that's sad because I think there's willingness to work. I'm able to work with some of my individual Democrat colleagues, just introduced legislation the other day that puts in place some extended provisions for dealing with lead, specifically in children's lives. And Representative Tonko of New York, a colleague of mine, a friend of mine, though he be a extremely liberal member of the Democrat Party, yet we serve on the same Energy and Commerce Committee together, and these things we can work together on. And it could name a number of other things. But the big issues that we're facing right now, there has been no bipartisan effort at all.
Tim, any idea on daycare? What can be done, or what assistance could come for? We're hearing a lot of people aren't going back to work because daycare is so... it's just unaffordable.
Well, the first thing we have to do is get people back to work by taking away the disincentives to not work, or, in the case of the vaccine mandate, taking people out of the workforce. That includes daycare providers. And that includes teachers who won't be in their classrooms because, for one reason or another, they're unwilling to take the vaccine, and that ought to be unnecessary unwritten rule in this country that you cannot be forced by your government to take a shot. Just like Obamacare, we shouldn't have been forced to buy a certain set of insurance. That's unconstitutional. And for the president to do what he's done by executive order in mandating vaccines, that's taking police officers out of work. That's putting healthcare workers out of work. I met with two in Jackson yesterday who will not get a vaccine for several reasons. And now they can't work at the hospital in Jackson. And police officers, teachers, the same setting. So daycare, if you have kids in school, you don't need daycare for that. And if you don't take industries that have large daycare operations that are around this country and tell them if they have 100 or more employees, all those employees have to be vaccinated or they can't go to work. That's a challenge. I think the president has to man up and say America is a place where we give the people the best information possible, and then we tell them to be responsible and do what's best. And if they don't do it, they suffer the consequences. If they do, they're benefited by it. So those are the things. We have, I mean, there's money in these spending bills for daycare. But sadly, there is no requirement for the daycare subsidies or tax credits that certain income level people don't get it because they don't need it. You know, even millionaires would be given same benefits under these proposals. So that really restricts the opportunity to get it out to the masses who need it. So those are the battles we'll face.
Here, Congressman Tim Walberg getting set to build a guitar this weekend.
To finish it.
Looking forward to hearing that.
Well, Louis Gohmert and I play our guitars in the so-called Old Geezers Band every Thursday morning in at the Capitol when we have our congressional prayer breakfast, the bipartisan prayer breakfast, I say the most optimistic, friendly time, 1 hour of the week in Washington. And our colleagues, Democrat and Republican, have gotten used to hearing Louie Gohmert and Tim Walberg and Brian Babin before and others play player guitars so they can sing. And
well, that must be on YouTube. I'll have to find it.
No, it isn't on YouTube, and it never will be.
Hey, thanks, Tim.
Good to talk to you today. Have a great
weekend.